She Hated Worms, written by Ruth McLaughlin. Proudly brought to you by Bamalam Productions, bringing new talent to your ears.
My darling Jen and Rob, I know you must be feeling sad, and that's okay. Be sad for as long as you need to, my lovelies, but when you've had enough, shake yourselves down and get on with your lives. Please. I know you'll be fine. Your dad and I brought you up well. You are good, strong, capable people. And remember, I'm with your dad now. I'm happy. I don't know why I wasn't able to talk to you about some of the things I want to say before I left. I just couldn't. But for some reason, it's important to me that you know some things about me, because they made me who I am. And even though you think you know me, you definitely don't know what made me into me.
Ta-ra, love. Look after your brother, eh? And you take care as well. You know where we are if you need us.
Thanks, Mark. And thanks for today. Mum would have been made up with the turnout.
Ah, no worries.
Thanks. I'll call you soon.
Ta-ra, love.
Do you want a drink, Rob?
Really, Jen? We're just going to do normal. Let's just pretend that everything's okay. Well, it's not okay, Jen, and it's never going to be okay again. I just don't get why she wrote it. Why did she do those things? Why do I have to know? It's ruined everything. Everything I loved about her. Everything I thought was true. It's now all a lie.
When I was 17, I was at college studying for my A-levels. Your dad and I were going out together and so in love. And what hopes we had for the future. We knew then we were going to be married and have beautiful children. We had it all planned out. A-levels, uni, careers, foreign travel. And then settle down to a quiet life in a little village somewhere where everybody knows your name and the children could run free and be safe. And then I got pregnant.
She did it so that we can truly know her for who she was, Rob. Not just the mum who looked after us, raised us and who was always there for us, but as a woman who lived and made her own mistakes.
I always believed that she was an angel, Jen. A living angel. And it turns out that she was a killer.
Rob!
What would you call her? She murdered our twin brother and sister and then went on to bring us up as if nothing happened and had the gall to teach us good family values and to know the difference between right and
Rob,
wrong.
Rob, she was 17, for God's sake. And it's not murder, don't call it that. She had a termination because she was in the middle of her A-levels. She had a bright future to look forward to. That would never have happened if she'd have gone ahead with it. You and I might never have happened, and we certainly wouldn't have had the life we've had. When I was little, I always thought my mum was perfect. She was always there for us when everyone else's mum was at work. She did all the picture book stuff, baked flapjacks with us, even though she couldn't bake, made bacon butties to sort out any bullies at school. Well, perhaps not sort them out, but it made it so that we didn't care. She even took us on mini beastie hunts, though she hated worms. But as I got older, I resented her perfection. She was so intelligent. Why didn't she have a high-flying job? How did she always know the right answer? And worst of all, how was I ever going to compete? How could I go on to be even half the mum she was? I get it now, of course.
She was still responsible for ending two lives, Jen, before it even started. I can't come to terms with that, and I don't know how you can, being a woman.
I can, Rob, because it's like she's finally given me permission to stop trying to be perfect. It's like, if Mum can make mistakes, then so can I. I can't imagine how much strength she must have needed to make that decision.
Yeah, well, that's not the end of it, is it? Maybe. And I'm only saying maybe. If it was just that, a mistake when she was 17, I might find it easier to understand and to forgive. What about Dad? She wasn't 17 then, was she?
No, Rob. She wasn't 17 and neither were we.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Dad begged her, Rob. You know he did.
But we didn't know that she was going to go through with it, did we? I thought he died peacefully in his sleep with her in his arms. Not...
She hated worms.
Not in a sleep she put him in.
Rob, Dad wasn't going to get better and was only going to get worse. How bad must that have been for both of them? Mum would never have wanted to let him go, but she loved him so much. She did the unthinkable for him. She put his needs before her own. Can't you see that?
No, I can't see that, Jen. All I can see is a woman who takes lives to make hers easier. Why, Jen? Why did she have to tell us all this stuff? Why make me hate her? I loved her, Jen. I loved her. And now...
It wasn't a decision we took lightly, but in all honesty, neither did we agonise over it. And to be honest, I don't regret it. How could I regret it when I look back at the life we've all led together? You two are the most wonderful people. You're talented, kind, hard-working and intelligent. And you've both managed to get the best from your dad and me, although most of it from me. Don't ever change. And don't ever forget, I love you.
To make us strong, Rob. To make us strong. Look at everything she's achieved. Look at everything she's helped us to achieve. And she did all that while living with memories of what could have been. And facing not only Dad's illness, but hers too. She hated worms, Rob. She deserves your admiration, not your disdain or disappointment. She deserves your love. Everything she ever did was for us.
But why tell us now?
So that you can forgive yourself, Rob. It's okay. I know. She asked me, but I couldn't do it. I'm not as strong as you or Mum. It wasn't murder, Rob. It was kindness.
Please don't go through life with any regrets. It's not worth it. They say you can't choose your family, but believe me, at every turn in life, I chose you. And I chose your dad. I chose our family. There were times when I could have had affairs, but I chose your dad. And there were times when I could have chosen work and success, but I chose you too. You are my life, and I am so proud and now so grateful. Thank you, my darlings. For life, for love, and for you. I love you always, Mum.
She Hated Worms, written by Ruth McLaughlin. Starring Deborah Speakman as the mother, Shannon Daly as Jen, George Asprey as Rob, and James Stevenson as Mark.